I had two deputies with me, whoppers around there, you know, people fighting and all that. And I gave this boy Al Russell, chief deputy, and Stag Stickney, the deputy under him. So I had a warrant for a nigga there. I gave it to Harold, chief deputy. He went down there. The nigga had his own home, had a wire fence there, and had a big Newfoundland door. He started opening the door and we all got it, oh! He got in the car and come back and says, if it means my job, he says, yeah, somebody else can save this, not me. The damn dog made it just howl was enough for me. He says to Frank Stickney, he says, hey, you brave, you take it up there, he come back. He says, if it means my job, I'll take it down. Damn hunger is going there. I said, you bunch of bullshit, all both of you. I said, I'll show you, I go up and save it. I went up. And you press down like that and raise the arm up. Press down like that and this damn door. I used the left hand, I had a warrant in the right hand. I used the left hand with him. He walked on in the... He said, in the meantime, I got ahead of myself. He says, God damn you, if you go serve it, I'll go up there with you. I want to see somebody go there. I said, well, he says to me, he says, what the hell is it you got that I haven't got? I said, damn, I know. So goddamn dog, when he started there, I thought he was going to jump the fence after me. Says, you went right in there and barking and played with him and everything. He followed you into the house.
You quieted down there,
huh? There's some bad niggas down there. I've been down there night time, goddamn, shooting all through the night. One fellow one night, he got really good. He got out the house on us, and he crawled under the floor. When he'd see us crossing, he'd shoot at the goddamn leg. We had to walk on the fence. He had a piece that made pieces to pick it and had it on. We walked from one to the other. Finally, we got there. Oh, we had some hell of a time.
Do you have different sections of the town here?
That side of Duval Street was always the darkest. There's a hell of a lot of them in town. There's one right here in that building. The son of a bitch that owns the building, his daddy died and left him those two houses there. When I bought this, I paid, in 1920, I paid $20,000 for this one. His daddy, got no use for him. He's had a fellow working for me, he runs a newspaper here. He sold it, the old man died just before he died. And he said to my friend, a good friend of mine, he's a linotype operator down there now. This man taught him the life. He's German. He came here from Cuba. And he taught this boy to linotype. And he says, Mr. Osman, may I have one of those envelopes? He says, God damn it, I'm told you about that. You the boss, sir. What a damn thing you want here to take. He says, you the boss. And so he was taken sick. He used to go in every morning and see him. He says, how are you doing today, Mr. Arnold? He says, I think I'm seeing my last. He says, that goddamn self-made son of a bitch. He says, who are you talking about? He says, Paulie.